You can hear Danny on the first team with Craig McElroy weekday mornings on SiriusXM Channel 84, obviously doing work for CBS Sports as well. Danny, what are your thoughts on what we just witnessed? And I don't mean Alabama winning a national championship. I mean this college football season as a whole. The fact that we were able to get 567, I believe, college football games played and actually get to the finish line, complete a playoff, and crown a national champion.
Cole, I think it was such an amazing accomplishment. And like, I'm so proud of what everyone involved was able to pull off, because there were a ton of critics out there who said that it either couldn't be done or shouldn't be done. And it took such a massive effort, and you know this, and your partners know this, not only from the players, which, you know, incredible life that they had to make, subject themselves to testing repeatedly throughout the week, to have to socially distance, to be careful, to be cautious, not to be a typical student where you could go out and have fun after a game. They had to make so many sacrifices, but the coaches as well who did, broadcasters, the people in production behind the broadcast, like, it was a massive, massive accomplishment. And I sound kind of corny about it, but I think it was like, it makes me proud. That was like an American accomplishment. Like the way you think of our country when you used to be united and we would come together to accomplish something great. Like, that's where I feel like this season was. I think we pulled something off and it should be applauded, not questioned in hindsight, which I cannot believe some people are not willing to look at this and acknowledge that it was an amazing feat.
In regards to what we saw on the field this year, Danny, and what LSU did last year, it obviously now it is an offensive game. Just kind of compare and contrast maybe last year's LSU team to what you saw Alabama do this year. Is it too close to call in regards to which team may have the edge being better?
I do, and it's awesome. Like, I love, this is what makes college football great, right? We're already here debating, like, who's the best team of all time? Is it last year's LSU, or is it this year's Alabama? And the margin is razor thin. You know, talent-wise, if you went position by position, think about, and we're going to see this play out in the NFL draft, like, would you rather have Ja'Marr Chase or Devontae Smith? And, you know, Devontae had an incredible year, won the Heisman Trophy, but I think it's easy to forget how good Ja'Marr Chase was last year, you know, as well. And they're like neck and neck. I would give the edge to Joe Burrow over Mac Jones, but it's not by much. Like, it's razor thin again. And it's probably just because Burrow's a sliver more, escapable. Like, he can use a little bit more of his mobility. And yet Mac Jones, you know, just set the record for the most accurate passer of all time. Like, you could go down position by position and look at him. I do think there's a lot of similarities in them, and I think it's a formula that people are starting to figure out, is that, you know, the old axiom of defense wins championships, you can really throw that out the window. It has to be just enough defense wins championships in the red zone, on fourth down, you know, or third down. Can you get off the field? Can you force field goals instead of touchdowns? And I think that's something we saw with LSU's defense last year. They were good, not great, and at times early in the season, you had questions about them. I would describe Alabama's defense this year the same way. Good, not great, struggled at times, but when they had to get it done, they did. But I think this is the recipe that people are going to try to replicate and look at. You need offensive firepower to win championships in college football.
Talking to Danny Cannell here on Three Man Front on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. So, Danny, when you look back at the other national championship teams that Nick Saban has coached at Alabama, what separates this team from those?
This one brought Nick Saban to tears. How's that? You know, like, I mean, that's an amazing accomplishment in itself. But I think he, and I was talking to McElroy this morning about this, was wondering, like, have you ever heard Nick Saban make, because he doesn't like to brag. He doesn't like to talk about things in the past. I don't think he's gotten into, hey, which team is the greatest of all time? And yet after the game, he said, like, I think this is the best team that I've ever had because we did something nobody else had the opportunity to do, which was winning 11 SEC games. And that may not ever happen again. The fact that they were able to do it with, you know, dealing with injuries, with COVID situations, without Nick Saban on the sidelines for a game, and then almost, you know, without him for a whole week of practice leading up to the Georgia game. Like, you look at all of the challenges that they had to go through, and it really is something that's going to make this team stand out over the history of college football, was not only did they beat the opponent on the opponents on the field, but they really beat the biggest opponent that our country has faced in COVID-19. And I do think that these teams and, you know, teams that played this year, not just Alabama winning the championship, but every team that competed this year will have a different, unique bond that I didn't have with my teammates at Florida State, that Cole didn't have with his teammates at Auburn. Like, it's just a different type of bond because of the massive sacrifices and adversity they face. I think they'll have a bond, and we all have bonds that last for life, but this one truly will be unique. I'm a firm believer in that.
All those things, and Dana Cannell with us of SiriusXM and CBS Sports, all those things that you mentioned that these teams went through, they're all impressive and all different and took a lot. Why do you think that there are certain people in the national media that cover this sport that just don't want to accept it, that don't want to acknowledge what it took, what it was, and just the accomplishment that it is in and of itself that it actually took place?
I think there's a couple things in play here, Cole. I think one of them is, you know, no one likes to admit they're wrong, right? No one wants to go back and say, you know what, maybe I was wrong in suggesting and writing a column that said college football shouldn't have been played this year. I think that's the first thing. And then probably the bigger issue with what we're dealing with in 2021 is an incredibly polarized, politicized environment where everything is about which side of the aisle you're on. And let's be clear, I mean, it was pretty straightforward that the right side of the aisle was okay with facing the fears and trying to push forward with college football, and the left side of the aisle was more of timid, hey, let's shut everything down, let's make sure we're safe first and protect the athletes and, you know, try to take the cautious approach. And I mean, and a lot of it has to do with the president, it has to do with political views, and just like everything else, it's been incredibly politicized. But I think even with that being said, I think the time has given us the perspective of looking back. And I would challenge the people that say, was it worth it? Well, can you imagine the alternative? Like, if we didn't have college football this season, imagine what a worse situation we would be in as a whole, especially when we deal with college athletics, not just football and basketball, but the mess we would be in financially, because I do think you have to acknowledge that, and that is a massive part of why people were pushing for it. But I think the reason that I was pushing for it, because of the players' health perspective, mental health perspective. Look at what's happening across America, the students that are stuck at home and they're not allowed to attend school. They're dealing with anxiety, depression, isolation like never before. And we talk about the long-term of impacts of COVID all the time, and yet no one wants to talk about the long-term impacts of having people sit in front of a screen without a human interaction. And so, like, from a college football standpoint, I would imagine there would be significant issues would be arising with players that would have been isolated in their dorm room, not able to interact with their teammates, meet via Zoom, and not have a competitive season. Like, not only from the mental health aspect, but what about guys who want to increase their draft stock or, you know, want to go out there and stay physically fit? I mean, think about the offensive and defensive linemen that would be dealing with, you know, weight issues. I mean, there's just such a dearth of issues you would have to arise if we didn't play college football. It just baffles me how anybody can't look at this and say this was clearly the right thing to do. And I tell you what, I do have to give Greg Sankey a ton of credit for taking the lead on this, because it took a lot of fortitude to stand up to the critics that have the power of the pen and wrote a lot of articles and criticizing the SEC and then the ACC for attempting this. And I give Greg Sankey a ton of credit for listening to his medical experts, listening to professionals, and not catering to the, you know, the fear mongers that are out there on social media writing articles criticizing for do it. Because if it wasn't for him and the SEC kind of spearheading this movement, we might not have had college football. And that's a scary thought.
Danny, every year we seem to have this conversation about expansion of the playoffs. And, you know, the last three seasons, the average margin of victory over those three seasons in the college football playoff has been 21.5 points. Where do you stand in regards to an expansion of the college football playoff? Is it good at 4, or should it be expanded to 8? Because statistically we'll tell you that it has not been very competitive the last 3 years.
You're right. And it's, you know, I think there's a case that some people have made saying, why do we even need four? Like, let's just skip and get the two best, and you'll probably still see a blowout because we've seen some great teams. And we're talking LSU and Alabama. These are two of the best teams of all time where, you know, both the championship games we saw blowouts. I think the reason I'm for expansion to eight is because I'm worried about the overall health of the sport. And, you know, it's been incredibly regionalized in certain areas of the country. When you look at the South and the Southeast with Alabama and South Carolina with where houses Clemson and LSU and the SEC specifically, and then really in the Big Ten, kind of in the little area of Ohio State, has been where it's been regionalized. We have in Oklahoma, you know, there's some spots, but we have totally left out the western part of our country. And I know some people are okay with that, like, who cares? But I do think for the overall health of the sport, it's important to try to make sure that we do kind of grow the game and we keep the interest there so that we can have some participation. And I don't think it's a participation trophy to require somebody to have to win their conference to get in, you know, like the Pac-12. And, like, there was a team in Oklahoma this year who I thought could have beaten Notre Dame, could have beaten Clemson, and probably could have beaten Ohio State, and yet they were left out because of their two losses. And that's the right thing to do in today's system. But if you expand, like, that brings a team to the table that maybe goes on a run and gets better throughout the season, and they got a few guys back from injury, and maybe they could challenge and get there and keep the game a little bit competitive. Ultimately, I don't think you would just to try to get a closer championship, because if that's your goal, I don't think it works. Like, I just think there's going to be, you know, you're going to have a great Alabama team or a great Clemson team or a great LSU team, and you could see blowouts. But I think you've got to worry about making the regular season, especially the back end of the regular season, matter by having conference title races matter that much more. So they're play-in games for the playoffs.
SiriusXM and CBS Sports' Danny Cannell joining us at Danny Cannell there on Twitter. Danny, always great thoughts. We appreciate you taking time to join us. And here's to 2021, right? Let's get this thing cranked up again.
Absolutely, yeah. Let's get back to a normal college football season. I'm celebrating by playing golf with a massive Alabama fan, Kip Naismith. He's been to like 100,000 games in a row, and he's going to be gloating all day. He's living on cloud nine. But I'm pumped up. I'm going to celebrate the college football season and look forward to a more normal 2021 season.
Hit them straight, Danny. Appreciate you.
All right, fellas. Have a great day.
You too. Danny Cannell joining us on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline with zero sugar, zero carbs, and only 80 calories. Try cucumber, lime, peach, pear, or spicy pineapple.
This is Three Man Front.